Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 25, Johannesburg 24, Mahikeng 26. Die saak teen die selfbeskryfde profeet Poseka Mbora Motsoeneng en twee ander sal na verwagting vandag in die Palmridge landros hervat word. Motsoeneng en sy medebeskuldigdes staar 'n reeks aanklagte in die gesig nadat beeldmateriaal wys hoe hulle pangas na Katlehong skool gebring het. Masachaba Sefularo berig.
Last month, the state alleged Paseka Motsoeneng had named one of the witnesses in the kidnapping case against him during a podcast recording, thereby violating his bail conditions. It turned to the court for an order to bar him from doing so. However, the court dismissed the state's application, saying the prosecution failed to convince it of their claim. After nearly a month behind bars, Motsoeneng was released on 3,000 rand bail in the case, which emanated from a long-standing custody dispute involving his minor relatives. At the last appearance, the matter was postponed to today for regional court transfer. Masachaba Sefularo for Jacaranda FM News.
Die Tshwane busdiens het 'n werk hervat na 'n onwettige staking verlede week deur die Suid-Afrikaanse Munisipale Werkersunie. Die groep het betoog na die afdanking van 33 busbestuurders omdat hulle deelgeneem het aan 'n onbeskermde staking in Mei maand die jaar. Tshwane woordvoerder Lindile Mashego sê slegs 128 bestuurders het opgedaag vir hulle skofte.
160 bus routes which are normally serviced on weekdays will have 32 less buses today and the days to come as the city is still in the process of replacing the dismissed drivers. The shortage will see some of the routes either experiencing delays in the scheduled times or fewer buses.
Energiekenner Chris Heland sê die Eskom rekeningkrisis in Johannesburg kan slegs deur 'n vergadering tussen nasionale en plaaslike regerings aangespreek word. Johannesburg se burgemeester Dara Morero sal na verwagting vandag 'n vergadering bywoon met die minister van energie en elektrisiteit, Gonsiens Ramagopa. Heland sê alhoewel Eskom gedreig het om die krag af te sit weens die stad se skuld van 4,9 miljard rand, blyk dit onwaarskynlik.
It is interesting to see how these threats by Eskom do galvanize the political leadership and is resulting in this meeting. I certainly hope that some kind of resolution can be reached, but the bottom line is that Johannesburg is in a very dire financial position. It claims that there are billing irregularities and it's been overbilled.
In 15 soldate in 'n Chad is dood tydens 'n vegting met 'n jihadiste groep. Volgens 'n weermag woordvoerder is 32 soldate beseer in die voorval. Dit is die jongste voorval na vegting met Boko Haram verlede maand waar minstens 40 mense dood is. Meer op jackaranfm.com, klik op news. Ek is Emile Pienaar, our top story this hour. Self-proclaimed prophet Poseka Mbora is back in court today.
And now 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready
on Jacaranda FM.